Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Well, do you know anyone that gets on your nerves?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I'm not finished.
Oh.
When they are chewing.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
Chew and chew and have their mouth open. I've got to say, my two sons now call each other out because they say it grosses them out. He's got his mouth open. Well, he started his mouth open first.
Well, who really started it first?
It was Hawk that started it first. Yeah. And they're all like, that was who, whenever his son said he started it first, he was pointing at Hawk.
Don't blame me.
Oh. We've seen you eat. I call my son out, too. I'm like, you're chewing with your mouth open, buddy.
Well, yeah. Now, it's okay if you're the one doing the chewing. But if you're not, it might drive you nuts. And they've done some research on this, a study, actually. And it's called misophonia.
Yeah, that's where people can't stand all kinds of different sounds.
Yeah, a person hates the sounds of chewing, eating, anything repeatedly clicking, like a, you know, an ink pen or something like that.
But I think for them, their own chewing bothers them too.
Yeah, okay.
Because they, it's almost, I think, related to autism, or people with autism often have this also.
Okay.
So it's something to do with their brain doesn't tone it down like ours does.
Well, the MRI scans in the study reveal people with this have abnormal connections between their frontal lobe and some insular cortex to the brain.
Wow, you almost sounded like you knew what you were talking about.
I just read the sentence.
I know, you did a good job, though.
And I even skipped the big words I couldn't pronounce.
I noticed that.
Okay. But it is a problem with them, and they cannot stand it. It drives them crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I feel like I might have a touch of this.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because, especially with Tom, he'll click his pen sometimes.
And he'll chew.
Right, huh?
I don't have a pen to click.
I don't know about the pen thing. I know about the chewing.
I don't even ever have that kind of pen.
The like, chewing.
It's the chewing.
No, he pokes the chair. He'll poke the chair with his screwdriver down here.
Oh,
that. Yeah. Well, that's normal.
Yeah. He's got a screwdriver, and he pokes the chair, like, in between his legs.
That's
here.
Annoying. For the chair, too.
Yeah.
Oh, the chair hates it.
That's right. Well, if you want to look, see what happens or where it is, it's right where the cheese ball stain is, where he doesn't have a napkin and he wipes off his cheesy fingers.
I have a friend who insists on chewing ice when they're drinking, and it drives me absolutely nuts.
Yes, that would.
Yeah.
And I don't know what to say about
they
it.
They take a little drink, and then all of a sudden they got a piece of ice in there, and
well,
they
no, they almost
on it.
Finish their drink, and mm-hmm. then it's the ice is the focus.
I used to do that, but it ruins your teeth.
Yeah.
Well, maybe you have a touch of it, too. I think we all do to some point.
I do. I worked with the guy years ago. When he would eat, he would take his fork and pull it between his teeth as he was pulling out of his mouth.
Oh, I hate that one.
And he would do that every time. Mm-hmm. And I just went off on him in a restaurant. I'm like, you got to stop this, or I'm going to stop going to these business luncheons.
Tom, I think you've done that a couple of times.
You know, what I hear you describing is a bunch of annoying people who get irritated by the smallest little things. I don't know how people can stand to be around you.
We're just too picky, aren't we?
Yeah.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.